Okay, the recording started, so Gary, we're free to open the meeting.
Okay, we're opening the meeting of the March 25th Oswego County Industrial Development Agency meeting at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, March 25th. What I'd like to do now before we start is have everybody on the line please identify themselves as a guest or a board member. And I'll start, Gary Toth, chairman.
Morris Cervello.
Board member.
Barry Trimble, board member.
Tim Stahl, board member.
Glenn Sheck, board member.
Kevin LaMontagne, guest.
Mike Treadwell, CEO.
Austin Wheelock, guest.
Kevin Caracoli, legal counsel, and I'm communicating with Nick Canale right now, giving him the call-in number.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. And
we have a few others on the phone, I think. Teresa?
Teresa Wilson, staff or guest.
And is anyone on from the DePaul Group, Inc.? They'll be joining. They're the ones for item number four, so we may hear them buzz in here. Actually, they're going to call into the other line. My mistake.
Okay, yes. All right. So everybody have the agenda in front of them?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll just go through the first three bullets of the agenda. First, we have to approve or the minutes of the February 27th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Morris Cervello will make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Barry Trimble, second.
Okay, we have a motion by Morris, second by Barry. Any discussion on the minutes of February 27th? All those in favor?
Aye.
Do you want to do roll call on that?
Yeah, roll call, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, roll call on the minutes, please.
Okay, yes. Roll call. Gary Toth?
Yes.
Is Nick on?
Not yet.
Okay, Morris Cervello?
Yes.
Barry Trimble?
Yes.
Tim Stahl?
Yes.
Glenn Schick is a yes.
Okay, so what does that make it, Len?
All yeses.
All yeses, right. So the minutes are approved. Okay, item two, the treasurer's report of November 30th and December 31st. Did everybody get those in the mail?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, do I have a motion on the treasurer's reports, please?
Len Schick, I'll move November and December treasurer report.
Do I have a second?
Nick.
Tim Stahl, second.
Okay, we have a motion by Len, second by Tim. Is there any discussion or comments on the treasurer's reports? If none, Len, you want to do a roll call vote?
Okay, Gary Toth?
Yes.
Morris Cervello?
Yes.
Barry Trimble?
Yes.
Tim Stahl?
Yes.
Len Schick's a yes. All yeses.
Okay, can they just join us?
Nick's on now, too. I'm a yes, too.
Okay, thank you,
sorry.
Nick.
Sorry, it took me a minute to get on here.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Tim, Nick Canale is on the line, and he voted yes also. So what is that? What's our votes on the treasurer's report, Len?
Unanimous.
Unanimous? Okay, the treasurer's report is approved. Item number three, the notice of the meeting. It was in the Palladium Times of March 12, 2020.
Yes, I can
okay,
confirm
that. At this time... we're going to go into executive session, and everybody has the printout on the call-in for the executive session?
Yep.
Okay, if anybody doesn't, let us know. And, Kevin, the reason we're going into executive session is, Kevin Caracoli?
Yep, to discuss the financial history of a particular individual or corporation.
Okay, thank you very much. So at this time, I'll take a motion to go into executive session, please.
Barry Trimble will move.
Do I have a second?
909.
Do I have a second?
Morris Cervello, second.
Okay, motion by Barry, second by Morris. And the time is what, Len?
909.
Roll call vote, please.
Okay, Gary Toth?
Yes.
Nick Canale?
Yes.
Morris Cervello?
Yes.
Barry Trimble?
Yes.
Tim Stahl?
Yes.
Glenn Schick, so yes, that's unanimous.
That's unanimous. The motion's approved. And so we'll hang up from this line and redial in on the executive session number, correct?
Gary, this is Kevin L. Correct. If anyone has trouble dialing into any of these numbers today, just keep trying. Some of these conference call lines have gotten very full this time in the morning. So, but we'll disconnect from here now and then dial into the other number.
Okay.
Thank you.